Sports News.
Thank you, Pavla. Roman Šebrla has been named Czech Athlete of the Year for the fifth time in a row, after a successful season in which he took gold in the decathlon at the European Championships in Gothenburg. The poll of journalists, officials and trainers was a close-run thing, however, with Šebrla just pipping Barbara Špotáková in the closest vote in a decade. Špotáková shot to fame this year with gold in the javelin at the World Athletics Final, silver at the European Championships and a new Czech record. Roman Šebrla said he believes Špotáková will come first in the javelin at the next Olympic Games, and he isn't afraid that she may eventually replace him as Athlete of the Year.
I will be happy if there is a tougher fight for top place. I can't judge how I will perform in a year's time. I can't say how Barra will be doing. But if next year there are 10 athletes who are serious candidates for Athlete of the Year award, that will only be a good thing for Czech athletics and the Czech Republic.
Roman Šebrla. Moving on, Martina Sablíková has become the first ever Czech to take a medal at the Speed Skating World Cup. Sablíková won bronze in the 3,000 metres at Holland's Herenveen on Sunday. The Czech ice hockey team finished second in Finland's Karjala Cup, which is part of the Euro Hockey Tour. The Czechs beat Sweden before losing to Finland and being beaten by tournament winners Russia on penalties. The Czech Republic are currently bottom of the table in the four-country tour. The country's richest and most successful football club, Sparta Prague, are currently top of the Czech league for the first time in 18 months. They went first after beating Olomouc 1-0 and watching former leaders Liberec go down 3-0 to Teplice. Sparta have made quite a turnaround since Michal Bílek took over as manager in early September. From that time they haven't lost a game and have conceded only one goal. The Czech national team will have to do without captain Tomáš Rosický on Wednesday when they take on Denmark in a friendly in Prague. Rosický picked up a thigh injury in training at his club Arsenal. Jiří Jarošík has also cried off with an ankle injury, but the fact that he appeared for club Glasgow Celtic on Saturday seems to confirm speculation about a rift between Jarošík and Czech manager Karel Brückner. That's all the sport for today.
You are listening to Radio Pro.